morning, everyone. This is Chip Littlejohn in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. It is the 6th of April, 2022. It's Wednesday, and this is our Avini product civil call, which we do each week. And always special things happening. I have a couple of strange fears in my life. One of them is that I'll run out of stuff for us to talk about on this call, but today is not going to be that day. We got plenty going on, don't we? And so many exciting, interesting, and brand new things happening to keep us going. And so, let's see. I said in the announcement for the call that I'd have at least 4 great brand new stories. No doubt that's the case, and I'm sure there's even more than that. And I know some of you are with me right this minute. Whenever we start on this subject, this call, any call when we're talking about what we have here at Avini, the thing that I start mentally posturing with when I'm talking to myself is that this is a really important conversation. We're literally dealing with people's lives going forward. You know, you think about the big moments in life and the ones that you really kind of need to get right. And they're going to come in at least 4 major categories, and I just wrote down faith, family, health, and business. And if you happen, as you're going along, get tested with one of those big questions, and, you know, it's going to happen to all of us, and you happen to get it right, then I think you're rewarded with a sense of optimism and a little bit more confidence. And maybe some of the things that have been in doubt or questionable before or have gone wrong before start to straighten themselves out. And if you get another right answer in that group, faith, family, health, and business, then you become more and more optimistic and confident. And I think about this moment and what's going on, and especially I think about Neil, Rick Deitch, Dr. Samuelson, each of you guys, because I know many of you on the call, and I understand there's brand new people here too, and I want to be a gigantic encouragement to you. Why are we able to make a move this bold? And I believe it's because optimism and confidence are with us. You know, over this, last couple of years, maybe over the last lifetime, many of us have been hit with tsunamis in our life. And recently it's been like one tsunami after another, and to the point that we're almost washed down to our foundations, just almost the part that's underground and peeking through. And so you watch the behaviors of those guys, and I think it's really interesting to watch people at a time like this. And what are they doing? They're going back to their core values, who they really are, and that's where they're turning to be able to function. That's where they're going to get their optimism and confidence at the highest level. So just kind of the essence of each one of us begins to come to the surface. And some of the examples, of course, Neil, what is Neil? He's, you know, a guy that's very confident and strong and experienced in big business. He helped to create some of the gigantic retail drugstores on the West Coast to the point that they were billion-dollar entities. And so that's no big deal to him. He can handle that kind of thinking and activity. And it's, yeah, it's still an effort, but he knows he's going to get it right. So you look at Dr. Samuelson and Rick Deitch. Well, they have a lifetime of discovery behind them and proving things to themselves. They have questions in their mind about what could be done to make people more alive, healthier. They're fascinated with living things and then the mechanisms that go with it. Think about the different professions that come along in life, and these guys have some of the aspects of engineers even though they're in the healthcare field, because they kind of look at machines and materials, what the nature of those are and what you can do with them, what you can make from them, and they start to get a clear understanding. So if you have a bunch of materials, they may be hard or soft, brittle or pliable. They may reflect heat or absorb heat. I mean, just all kinds of things, maybe the different freezing points and flash points. Well, when you're talking to Dr. Samuelson or listening to him, and I recommend highly his Wednesdays that are almost like it's generic stuff about being healthy, but it all applies here. And he looks at proteins as little machines, and they're all down there for a reason, doing something, making something. And so he sees so clearly at that nano level, and then he is able to say, okay, what could they use to help them? What are the problems they're facing that they can't deal with? Rick, kind of the same way. He has aspects of an engineer in him, and he looks at, you know, what's accumulating in the body that it can't get rid of that become unavoidable issues we have to deal with all the time, all these toxic issues. And he gets this big idea, well, what if we take things that are unavoidable or you can't get rid of and make it so that you can? How about if we introduce a new form of hygiene where you can take a shower on the inside several times a day? How important is that kind of hygiene? About as important as a toothbrush or hot and cold running water or cement floors, you know, to your health. It's that kind of thing, and it is a hygiene kind of thing. And these things are so useful and so basic. One of the premises for today's call is that the answer is always yes. How can the answer always be yes? Well, the big questions that we get really are, you know, like in Rick's case, will it remove this or will it remove that? So how can the answer always be yes? We know that it's highly charged, positively charged things that are small that are poisonous because that's what they are. And that's the same reason they get stuck in the cage. But what about all the other toxic things? To me, that becomes primary function of the zeolite is to remove those things that are strongly positively charged and small. And then that frees up every other detoxifying mechanism in your system to turn towards the remaining problems, which are so much more doable and even doubly doable because now your system isn't having to deal with something it can't do, which is the heavy metals. They go someplace and get stuck and you can't get rid of them. So then, and I really love it, that this is one of the stories from this week, from I think yesterday morning, Monday morning. Sorry, it was Monday morning after Dave's call, and I wound up on the phone with Dave and Dave Soltis, and someone came on the call and they were concerned, just the four of us on there, and they were concerned about someone who had gotten a huge sore open up on their hips because they've been confined to bed. Well, I guess that maybe it was sugar problems that led to that, but it wasn't in this case. This particular person has been debilitated by the affliction of the pandemic, and it weakened them so much that they wound up, you know, hospitalized, and you have to really keep people turning and moving, and if they're hooked up to all kinds of apparatus, and the medical staff is overwhelmed, all of a sudden something gets a pinch point. And this had opened up a sore, and the sore got so big, his wife told us that you could drop a football in the sore. It was that size. And they had essentially said that the problems related to that sore had become an infection that went systemic, and he was expected to die, and she took him home with that expectation. Well, the guy happens to be in the background on the phone with us. And he's not sounding real strong, but he's there. And she said, the sore is looking better. Well, Dave Soltis had been in touch with her. What had she done to that sore? She sprayed some of Dr. Samuelson's product on it. And she said it started to clear up. And I'm thinking, okay, absolutely logical. And then I'm thinking, you know, how incredible is it that we actually have two products that you could have sprayed on that sore, and both of them would have done that same thing in that situation. It's one of those life's big moments and a right answer that creates optimism and confidence that happen to be in the health area. So how could that be? What happened in that sore? Well, Dr. Samuelson's product has the capability. So this is the nano. So it's the 200 atoms of silver in a spherical ball that has the property. I mean, they're engineers. What's the property of a 200-atom spherical ball of silver? It will go in, and it will become an unworkable problem for pretty much everything that's pathogenic in our systems. So it didn't matter what was going wrong in that sore. Spraying that nano on it was going to give advantages to the host, which is the man, and disadvantages to the things that are wanting to go pathogenic. And interestingly enough, when you get silver right, like Dr. Samuelson got silver right, it becomes extremely clean, small, therefore mobile and active. So it's, thinking pictures, and I recommend this to you guys. I saw the picture of that wound, and I saw it being sprayed, and I thought, okay, what just happened? I thought that went systemic. That sore is open. That's going to be absorbed right into that wound, and it's going to travel through the blood and the lymph throughout his body. So he has a systemic problem that's trying to kill him that shows up. The part you can see is a big sore where he's been laying on it for all this time. And talking to his wife, we were just kind of visiting, and said, would you believe we actually have something else that could have dealt with that also? And that would be Rick Dice's Zeolite product. Completely different product. Completely different mechanisms. Think about it. Rick's removes poisonous metals. Dr. Samuelson's product is a beneficial metal. In that situation especially. So we got one that removes metal, another one that is a metal, and they both have these super wide, overarching answers to incredible problems that we all have to deal with. How can that be? It's because they go back to basics, that old term, back to basics. And so here's another one. And that was just kind of a, it's just these calls are amazing to me, and the things that are happening with you and that I get exposed to because of you and you and each other get to do. What we get to do is incredible. I hope you are experiencing that. I know you will. But got another call. This is a gal in California. She's got a buddy. He has a career, and he's about to lose his job. She says, can we help him? I don't know. Tell me more, I guess. I expect we can. So what's the deal with this guy? He is not just a typical park ranger, but he is the international representative for the United States National Parks. He travels to other countries promoting our national park system. I mean, how many people would love to have that job? I mean, they got to be waiting in the wings to take his job, right? And he's got a problem. He can't travel. I was just talking to Robbie about being a pilot. Well, getting on a plane's a little bit trickier these days, you may have noticed. This gentleman, a year and a half ago, had gotten ill as part of the pandemic. Since then, you know, he got over it. He was, as far as he could tell, fine, but he could not pass a test. He kept getting positive, positive, positive. And for quite a while, that made it so he could not leave the United States. Well, somehow it worked around where they were going to let him leave, but the other countries wouldn't let him on a plane, so he couldn't get back home. So he didn't dare leave. So she said, is there any way, because he's got a trip he has to make to keep his job coming up, is there any way that we could possibly get him a clean test? And I thought, and the picture started flashing in my mind, and I thought, you know, back to basics. Number one thing, we only have four products. Get them and use them. She said, okay, I've done that. So that started. And we just started today. Okay? Brilliant. So now you have the mechanisms of the silver, the mechanisms of the zeolite. So that silver is nano, zeolite is cell defender, if you haven't picked up the names yet. And then you've got the medicinal mushrooms with the zeolite in it. Then you've got the comforting part of the Nilox, and that's what we've got, you know, so far. And I asked also, I said, our goal is going to be to trigger what I'm going to call assisted autophagy. So the picture that was in my mind was I'm suspicious that maybe there's something running in the background, some remnant of the problem, or maybe some intervention for the problem that's leaving some kind of these little nano-sized protein machines running around that shouldn't be there, like Dr. Samuelson talks about disabling, you know, with his product. So here we come, and I'm going to ask him to fast from now till Monday, this is a week ago, coming up on the weekend, and go in and take that test Monday. Use all the products and fast from now till then. We're going to trigger an assisted autophagy. After a year and a half of not being able to pass a test, went in and passed it. I mean, you know, go for angel spirit of truth. I'm just telling you, you guys have stuff in your hands that is absolutely incredible. So you're never going to hurt anyone. The answer is always yes. So the other part of it is, you know, will it remove this? Will it remove that? And the other one is, will it help this? Will it help that? Well, the answer to that one is always yes, because we're going back clear to the basics. If it's an issue with a living thing and you make it more alive, then you help that problem. And exactly what the mechanisms are, we may not totally understand. It's great fun to think about it, but it's going to have something to do. Let's say you get better because you used Rick's product. Well, there was something in there hurting you that shouldn't have been there, and it was very likely a heavy metal. Let's say you get better, and the reason has something to do with Dr. Samuelson's product. Well, there was a protein running around in there that was trying to get into cells, and his product attached to that protein, that primitive thing, whatever it was, and wouldn't let it go in the cells anymore. That's how it works. Both of those things can't be wrong. And they're always going to be right, and they're always going to help. Okay. Oh, gracious, what else do I have here? Those are super important. I'm going to ask Darren to jump in at the end and tell his story, because it's incredible about Niloxin. Jim Castle has spectacular stories about Niloxin as well. I've got a little time. I'm probably just going to lead into the hip thing here for a second. Let me look real quick and make sure there's something else I've got to do. Oh, this is something I think I want to do too. And I'm going to ask Darren to hang there in queue because I want to talk hip replacements in a second. But the magnitude of these answers are so big and so right that you can't be wrong. It is conceivable that you come across something that's right, but it doesn't have enough power. Remember, when we're evaluating a product that's coming to us, we look at it in two ways. Number one, the mechanism. How does it work? Number two, the magnitude of effect. Is that important enough to make the difference that we're looking for? So I wanted to talk just a second about epigenetics and microbiome. And this has just really been slapping me in the face lately. You know, DNA, kind of an interesting deal. We listened to Tony Tuesday about DNA. It has come to my consciousness that we are one individual, each one of us. We have DNA that defines us. Every single one of our cells has that same DNA plant, right? So with epigenetics, you can do something quite useful by turning on or off, highlighting or dimming the effect of some particular gene. You know, with Rick's product, one of the things that happens is that the tumor-suppressing genes take another look. So P21, P27, P53, tumor-suppressing genes are asked to take another look and to hopefully get the right answer. So obviously your DNA defines you. It's really, really important. But monkeying with it, you know, it's pretty much going to run right if it's running clean. And when you pull the poisons out of the way, you get the arsenic out of the arsenic, out of the zinc finger proteins, and you start reading the DNA properly and repairing it properly, that's all going to run pretty clean. So that is part of what we've got here. But the other thing that's really interesting to me is we are one individual, but our microbiome, yeah, it's kind of one thing when you say microbiome, but it's really trillions of different individuals, each with their own defining DNA. So it's a vast, huge cachet of DNA that all has an effect on us, either good or bad down there. In reading the Fiber Fuels book, and I want to get something great out of our time working on guts, and I think it's super important. One of his main points was, if you've got prebiotic, which is the beneficial bacteria, as a product, you've got probiotic, which is the fiber as a product, and you got postbiotic, which is what they make together, the short-chain fatty acids as a product, which of those three is the one you have to get right? Which is by far the most important? And I'm going to also ask this question in relationship to epigenetics, messing with our DNA or getting the microbiome right. I believe getting the microbiome right is the bigger, more important thing. Both need to be right, but there's a lot more DNA in the microbiome, and if we're running ours clean, we're okay. But of those three, pre, pro, and postbiotic, the Fiber Field book says you have to get the prebiotic right. That is the home for the beneficial bacteria. Think of it this way. If you're someone who owns a ranch, and on the ranch there could be hunting, and you want to have one of the things that gets hunted there be pheasants, you could have a bare field that you wanted to have that area be the pheasant hunting on, and you could go out and plow it up, and you could put 1,000 pheasants in it, and in the spring and come back in the fall, there wouldn't be any pheasants. Or you could just let that field come to weeds and go back in the fall, and it's going to be full of pheasants. They just come there from who knows where. So you're going to see going forward, and Neil has hinted at this, but knowing Rick for a long time, I just know this is coming. He said, pay attention to the word fiber. Rick has said that he could give a semester-long course on fiber, soluble, insoluble, the different sources of fiber. Have to get that right. And I just know that's coming to us, and I know it's extremely important, and it's the most important of those three. Okay. I wanted to really stress that because you want to get the big things right when those life's epic moments come along in the areas of faith, family, health, and business. You'd like to get those answers right, and if you do, you will be rewarded with optimism and confidence that some of the things in the past that have been hurting you are getting fixed, and going forward, you're very likely to get more and more things right and enhance your life, become more and more of your unlimited self. I hope those were useful points to you this morning, and I did want to ask Darren if he'd be the first one to come on and tell his story that's happening right now. Darren Slivo in Texas. Would you please come on the call and tell what's been going on in your world?
Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You got you loud and clear, buddy.
All right. So I had to remember what day was today. It's Wednesday. And so I've been in this just over a week and a day. And we got our products. Well, we got our first order, which is a smaller order. We got it on Monday. We get the rest of our stuff today. And so I got the zeolite and the spray for the naloxone. And before I tell you all about what I experienced, I'll just give you a brief history on myself. Kip was talking about hip replacements and stuff. I've had 3 total hip replacements. I've had 8 hip surgeries total. I was a victim of a bully back January 12, 1985 when I was 14. I was 5'6" at the time. Left me with a broken hip. I won't go into real detail, but it's a very long story. Of course, during that time, it was after my, as a result of my 7th operation where the artificial hip snapped in half. They took it out, left it out. I went 17 and a half years without a hip, but it was during that time that I met with a trainer because I lost all the strength in my left leg. And at some point I'll get you guys an x-ray to see what that actually looks like. But during that time, he had me start doing leg press, and about a year and a half, I ended up setting a world record leg press for a person with one hip. I leg pressed 1,150 pounds for 4 reps. I don't recommend it because that is heavy, but, you know, one of the problems that I had dealing with all this stuff is that I grew a lot. And when I had my last operation, which will be 9 years at the end of this month, it straightened me out. It actually made me taller when they gave me my left hip, and I'm currently 6'10", about 290. I'm a big boy. But one thing, you know, without having a hip for that long, it just destroyed my lower back. And, you know, I was trying everything to, you know, get rid of that pain and stuff, and it was just brutal. I'm not one to take pain meds because I don't believe in them because they all have side effects and they don't actually take care of the problem. So, you know, people that know me know that I have a great attitude, and they're amazed because of all the pain that I'm constantly in. And so when I was, you know, heard about these products and I told Chip and Dave, I said, hey, if this touches even half my pain, I'll tell everybody about it. So Monday, we get our products, and Monday night, I took 2 sprays in the mouth, and I, you know, being new, not really sure what these products are doing or how they're supposed to work, and so I had my wife spray my lower back where all the problems are, just like 3 sprays, just boop, boop, boop. And this is, you know, around dinner time, we were watching one of our episodes and stuff, so 45 minutes later, I stand up, and I'm looking at my wife, and I go, do you see how I'm standing? And she goes, yeah, you're standing straight. I start to walk, and she's like, you're walking better, too, and I go, I don't hurt. I have absolutely no pain. It's gone, and it has been gone since, and I've been extremely excited about that because, you know, having pain for 37 plus years, 24/7, 365, kind of wears on you, but I also know a lot of people, and they know my stuff, so I've been sharing that with literally everybody, so I'm really excited that, you know, and of course, learning that somewhere down the road, they're going to come out with extra strength, I'm like, well, what's that going to do for me, because I already feel great now, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm really excited about this, Chip.
Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Darren actually mentioned that on Robin West's family call yesterday afternoon, and Neil was on, and Neil came on at the end of the call, and he says, you wouldn't believe what happened to my computer just now. He said, it's beeping with orders coming in to Avini for naloxone since you told that story a few minutes ago. And I knew Darren, and I heard him tell his story after that 45 minutes the first night, and I thought, oh, my goodness. Naloxone's about to be discovered. And he is the venue that's coming through. This story is where it's coming from. I want everybody to understand just a little bit about this because this is the other side of our biochemist. Remember, he is both a medical and a pharmaceutical and a natural biochemist. And so naloxone, is from an area of interest in peptides that he's had since college. And then he got interested in venoms, so cone snail venom and cobra venom and you know, just all kinds of venom and what, how they work, how they are harmful, then how it could be used for good. And one of the concepts that he came up with was to use cobra venom in a homeopathic mix, 1/10,000. And maybe that would mute or take the peaks off of a transmission of the sensation of discomfort. And it's supposed to, I told Darren, you know, it's supposed to actually build up over a week or 10 days before it comes to full strength and you get the full benefit. So when he told me, you know, 45 minutes later that this had happened, I thought, okay, this is the story, this is the guy. He is larger than life and stronger than anybody, and he knows what we do here. So here you have a guy that, you know, knows how to build a group, and so suddenly, and he thought it was going to be probably the other products, but now he's got the entire array. I mean, everything we've got is in his quiver and highlighted. Now, and I know it's this way for many of you, your abilities to build a group in this kind of a company are of great value to everybody. I want to say I got my feelings hurt a little bit by my old buddy Tom Solek this week on the Blue Bloods episode. The writers wrote in that one of the questionable characters was suspect because they were involved in a pyramid scheme and they were selling products that were dysfunctional and didn't really help people and fleecing them. That really hurt my feelings quite a bit, and I thought about that while I was walking, and I thought, okay, if they could ever, you know, hang around with one of us and see the things that come to us and what happens, you know, a story like Darren's or any of the other ones that, you know, you've experienced or that we've talked about this morning, it certainly raises a person's character, and it, you know, in that grand scheme of things, life's big moments, probably in the area of faith, family, health, and business, some of the right answers have come to us with the people we've met doing this. So that did bug me a little bit. Then I also got a little bit of empathy because I looked at Tom Selleck and I watched the way he walked and the way he stood. I thought, huh. Philosophical differences. That gap that's emerging at our age between the people that are thinking healthy and taking control of their own ship is getting huge. And he's walking like somebody that doesn't know what we know. Moving like, you know, brilliant, very enjoyable to watch, very handsome guy, but in the 100-year game, philosophically got one of those early questions probably wrong. And instead of being imbibed with mobility, optimism, and confidence, it was being taken away. And so I love Darren and the story he just told because he just got an answer and it didn't just fix things going forward. It goes back to a lot of the questions and problems that have been before. It's like you're taking a test and there's a question on the test someplace, and if you happen to get that one right, it goes back and auto-fills a whole bunch of right answers behind it and gives you confidence answering the rest of them going forward. I think that's what we've got. I think that's what's going on here. We are being exposed through each other, and I want to say something real quick about this medical advisory thing with Adini. You know, it's Dr. Samuelson as the chairman and Rick as the chief science officer and then me kind of as the interaction between them and you. And so they are the brilliance. And if I look at my role, and I honestly think I wouldn't have been asked to do that without this call. So I thank Dave for the series of calls. I thank all you that come and do this. It's very, I don't know, it's just a wonderful thing in my little world to be asked to do that. but I see my role as being a bookmark in the information they're bringing us and a highlighter. When they say things or do things or bring things up, I hope to capture those, make them into word pictures, and bring them to you guys in such a way that you'll adopt them and become extremely effective telling these ideas moving forward. And I know it's working because I hear some of you telling your stories and you're confident. If you get an idea that's totally different or pick up one from these calls, you know, just add that into your mind file of word pictures that you can bring up when you need them. So when somebody asks it, I've got a guy who's going to lose his job. He's an international park ranger. He represents all the U.S. parks and all the countries. Is there anything you can do to help? Answer is always yes. We can go back to the basics and we can start moving in the right direction. We can get the things out of the way that are hurting him, that are inorganic, that are metal. We can impair the pathogen so that they can't hurt you anymore with something like Dr. Samuelson's product. We can highlight the ability of the array of the immune cells, something like our medicinal mushroom product, Z-immunity, and we can enhance that by having the proper kind of zeolite there. And if you're still hurting, Niloxin. And we're going to call Niloxin here with a different name. We've actually got an ad agency picking a name for it. So if you guys get a great one, send it to Neil if something pops in your mind. Great name for you just heard from. That would be great. Anybody else? I probably got longer this morning, but it's fun and exciting. Anybody have anything they want to say, add, take another direction? Go. Okay, cool. Good enough.
Hey, Jeff,
that was our call.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, do what I got.
Thank you, Kathleen. Want to remind everybody that we will be co-hosting with Dr. Gary Samuelson this afternoon at 3 o'clock Pacific. And he always has a great presentation about different things. He actually thinks big about small things, and so it's really great.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, so. Thank you for highlighting that. And then tomorrow morning, Hank and Kathleen have their call, and Friday, Chris Bruce, which is always great. And so that was it. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, Chip.
Yes. Who is it?
This is Dan again. I'm actually hosting a Zoom tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central.
Okay. All right.
So. Dave has the information on that. He can send it out to everybody.
Probably on Inner Circle, too. So, all right, so we get it here. We got Darren tomorrow night, 7 Central. 7 Central. So, cool. All right. Thank you very much. That's neat to know.
Thanks, everybody.
Everyone.